So for the Rusfeld Mind Injaga, please straighten the rows. Please ensure gaps are filled, standing shoulder to shoulder. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. Inshallah, after the remaining dua, very important talk will take place about the Prophet Adam alayhi salam and lessons we can learn from the life of the great Prophet Adam alayhi salam. So inshallah, brothers, do participate. After that, inshallah, there's some refreshments, some snacks which will be served. Before Maghrib Salah, inshallah, the program will conclude. So please do participate. And those brothers and sisters who are at home and can make it to the masjid, try and make it to the masjid, inshallah, or listen from home, inshallah. It'll be a very important program. Jazakumullah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وزكها أنت ولي أولاها اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك واغفر وارحم إنك أنت العزيز الكريم ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الأمي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الله. Shall our brothers do participate? We'll take too much of your time, inshallah. Does inshallah come closer? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Inshallah we'll have this short program. Alhamdulillah, in the past we've had many prophet stories and we've had gatherings where we talk about different prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and lessons we can draw from the lives of these great prophets. So today inshallah we will be discussing the life of the Prophet Adam alayhi salam. So before inshallah we start, I'd like to call Yahya, who is the son of our Hafiz Salih Sahib, to come forward inshallah and recite a portion of Quran in front of us inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة قالوا وتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة فكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين فأزلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, very well recited. I didn't tell him to prepare. I just called him now, MashaAllah, and he recited so beautifully. Allah Ta'ala give him more barakah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Give him the ability to complete his hifz of the Qur'an and grant him strength upon whatever he has memorized, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. الحمد لله. My dear respected brothers, elders, my beloved mothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq, the ability to gather today in the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to discuss, to learn about, talk about the lives of the best people to walk upon the surface of the earth. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam by discussing and by mentioning incidents from the lives of the prophets who preceded him, who came before him. And although the address is to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam specifically, but also generally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved these ayat in the Qur'an. So till the day of Qiyamah, whenever we are stuck, whenever we need guidance, whenever we need hope, whenever we need inspiration, we ourselves can look into the lives of these human beings. These people who were human beings like you and I. They were not angels, they were not jinn, they were not any other type of creation. They were human beings. But subhanallah, their status, their rank, was so elevated, so beloved, so dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whenever Allah ta'ala mentions them, for example, a beautiful passage in Surah Maryam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. So beautiful. And remember, in the book, mention has been made in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Ibrahim alayhi salam. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. He was Siddiq. Every single word and deed that he did, every state of his was exactly according to the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would want. And he was a Nabi of Allah. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. Remember Musa alayhi salam. He was mukhlas. He was near to Allah. He was a chosen one. وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. He was a رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ. And make mention in the book of Allah about Ismail alayhi salam. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ. He was someone who would always fulfill his promises. He would always fulfill his promises. Recently I've been talking a lot about this. I think reflecting on my own life and reflecting on our own situations, I've been talking a lot about this because in the book of Allah, Allah Ta'ala places special emphasis on إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا. Allah Ta'ala instructs you, fulfill your promises. Stay true to your word. Anyone who trusts you, entrusts you with anything, make sure you fulfill that trust. Make sure you're not negligent of that trust. أَدِّ الْأَمَانَةَ إِلَىٰ مَنِ اِتَّمَنَكْ وَلَا تَخُدْ مَنْ خَانَكْ. Those people who trust you with something, make sure you fulfill that trust. And those people who deceive you and break their trust, that the agreement that they have with you, don't do the same back to them. Always be just, always be fair, always be aware, cognizant, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will ask me about this arrangement, this agreement, this discussion, whatever it is. Arrangement with my parents, arrangement with my spouse, arrangement with my children, arrangement with my employer at work, the employer with the employee. Every single person is entrusted with responsibilities, and those we will be asked about. Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. And subhanAllah, all the other prophets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses. So the purpose in mentioning these prophets are because Allah Ta'ala states in another place in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the lives, in the stories of these prophets, there are many lessons that intelligent people can learn from. Intelligent people can learn a lot from these people, from these prophets of Allah. They were human beings. Many of them were alone. They didn't have a lot of supporters. They didn't have a lot of friends who were with them. They didn't have huge armies at their disposal. They weren't great kings and conquerors and leaders. Exceptionally, or sometimes you might find examples like Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam and his father Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. They were kings, they were leaders. The majority of the prophets of Allah were simple people. They were people that when they were bestowed with prophethood, the people would say, You, O Shu'ayb, you, O Salih, you were just like us. Ya Salih, qad kunta fina marjuwan qabla hadha. O Salih, you were just a good guy before this. Why are you doing this now? Even with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they said, did Allah Ta'ala not find anybody else? Could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not choose one of these great leaders to make a prophet? Why would Allah choose you? So they were ordinary people, but subhanAllah, what their greatest weapon that they had, weapon. You know, nowadays we talk about Muslims and we're so weak and Muslim countries and we've got no strength. What was the weapon of the Prophet? إِنِّي تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ رَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ مَا مِن دَابَّةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ آخِذٌ بِنَاصِيَتِهَا. I rely and trust only on my Allah. Every single creature that walks on the earth, Allah Ta'ala is holding them by the nasiyah. What's nasiyah? This part. Forelock. Allah is controlling. If someone holds me right here, you know, I can't do anything. I can't move. They've got me, gripped me. So the Prophet alayhi wasalam are saying, Allah, I rely only on Allah, I trust only on Allah. Every single creature on the earth is being held by the forelock by Allah. Nobody can do anything without the will of Allah. When I become beloved to Allah, when I make Allah mine, man wajad Allah, wajada kulla shay. Whoever finds Allah has found everything. وَمَنْ فَقَدَ اللَّهِ فَقَدَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Whoever has lost Allah has lost everything. So this is why we reflect and we ponder and we learn about the Prophets. Because the Prophets alayhim salam are a very important part of our history. As Muslims, that's why we have so much, you know, happiness. We can maybe use the word pride in our deen. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Islam for me. In Islam, every single Nabi of Allah is special. If I was followed any other religion, I would have to reject so many prophets. Alhamdulillah, I can appreciate every single prophet and I can, you know, be satisfied and happy in knowing that I am a follower of all of these prophets. Every single prophet that came before me, they are all, you know, above my head. I am like the dust under their feet, or I am worse than the dust under their feet. Because they are part of history. And history repeats itself. However the tribes and nations of old behaved with their prophets, that's how the cycle of history continues. Even today in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions sunnatullahi fil ladina khalu min qabl wa lan tajid li sunnatillahi tabdila. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has certain patterns, certain norms in history. Those norms never change. They always stay the same. So we should never despair. We're living in a difficult age. What's happening with the Muslims and what's happening around the world, and it can become stressful and it can become saddening, and oh, we feel so hopeless, we feel so weak, situations are against us. But the Prophet ﷺ, many of them lived in the worst of situations, where every single thing was against them. The superpowers of the time were against them. They were sending armies, the Prophet Musa ﷺ, the armies, the superpower of the time, Pharaoh and his army, were being dispatched against Sayyidina Musa ﷺ. He'd come to a seabed, and when his people had turned their backs against him, saying, "That's it, you've led us to our destruction. We've got Pharaoh's army coming, we've got the ocean in front of us, where do we go?" It literally, you're caught between a rock and a hard place. You've got nowhere to go. And subhanAllah, in all of this, no, Allah Ta'ala is still here. You could be all alone, whole world is against you, but Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is with you. It's a beautiful lesson that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, "Ya Abu Bakr, O Abu Bakr, who can harm those two people? Allahu thalithuhuma." Allah is the third with them. It's that yaqeen, that conviction, that certainty. Allah is with me. If Allah is with me, I'll be fine. If Allah is with me, I can lose all my wealth. Lots of difficulties can come in my life, but Allah will make sure that there is a better return for that. Allah will give me the best reward for that. Allah Ta'ala wants me to have patience, and after that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will give me the fruits of that patience. It's a certainty. That Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam and all of these prophets, Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, thrown into the belly of the whale, and subhanallah, a place where no one can escape from. The belly of the whale. This is who are you going to talk to, the whale? Fish, and you're stuck inside the belly. Realize, only person that can rescue, only being that can rescue me from this situation is my Allah. La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Firstly, declaration. La ilaha illallah. Only one who can help me, only one who can save me, only one who can protect me is Allah. And then, oh Allah, I know I am the one who's made a mistake. Maybe this is the consequence of my own mistakes, my own sins. Humbleness. Now these people go through difficulties, automatically they say, "What did I do wrong? It's not fair. Why did it happen to me? Why does this person have this and I don't have..." So that we've changed everything. We look at things from as if I am entitled, I deserve. And the Prophet's the best of Allah's creation, who subhanallah never strayed a foot out of line, never strayed a toe out of line, always did whatever Allah Ta'ala wanted them to do. Whenever anything went wrong in their life, they didn't say, "Oh Allah, I was such a loyal servant. Oh Allah, I've given up everything to serve your deen. Oh Allah, I've worked so hard and people are beating me up and swearing at me because I'm trying to, I'm trying to convey your deen. And I'm not taking a single penny from the people. I'm not asking anything from the people. Oh Allah, why would you let this happen to you?" Smallest thing happens in their life, they would say with full sincerity, "Ya Allah, it's my weakness, my mistake." So a true arif, a true person who recognizes Allah Ta'ala, realizes everything Allah has given me is a blessing. Hardship is a blessing. Hardship is a blessing. Happiness is of course a blessing. Even difficulty is a blessing. So inshallah today we'll talk about the Prophet Adam alayhi salam. He's the father of all the Anbiya alayhi salam. He's the father of humankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him. Inshallah, I'm going to try and stick with time. Hopefully by about 7:30, I've been told Abbas Bain is going to get some snacks as well. So inshallah, we should all take part in the snacks before you go as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the entirety of creation. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. Allah ta'ala can do as He wishes. Allah ta'ala wanted to display His power. Allah ta'ala wanted people to recognize who He was. Wanted people to recognize His greatness, His grandeur, His power. But Allah ta'ala wanted to. He's all powerful. So He created the arsh of Allah. In the hadith we find the first thing that Allah created was His own arsh. And after He created His arsh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find in the narrations that Allah ta'ala created the arsh and then He created the qalam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the qalam, the pen, "Write." And this happened 50,000 years before the creation of anything else. First the arsh and then the qalam, and Allah ta'ala said, "Write." And the qalam said, "Mada aktubu ya Rab?" "Oh my Lord, what should I write down?" And Allah Ta'ala said, "Uktub ma huwa ka'inun ila yawm al-qiyamah." Write everything that is going to happen till the day of Qiyamah. And the pen wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created His angels. Then Allah Ta'ala created the jinn. And the jinn were created 2,000 years before Allah created the humans. So the jinns were sent onto the earth. and they were made to inhabit the earth and stay upon the earth. But they caused so much chaos, corruption upon the earth, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala banished them from the main land, from the surface of the land. They were banished into the mountains, they were banished into the deserts. And then Allah ta'ala said to the angels, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. And remember when your Lord said to the angels, I want to make a representative, a vicegerent, a na'ib upon the earth. Vicegerent, representative, someone who will carry out my commands, someone who will carry out, implement my laws upon the land, someone who will understand what I want, how I want things to happen. A khalifa, a representative, this position is not an ordinary position. When someone appoints a khalifa, a representative, you know, after me, this is my khalifa, he's going to take over after me, it means that person is going to fully understand my mentality, the way I operate. I remember someone said about Ustaz Mufti Inayatullah Sahib, he said, do you know, he's got khilafat, you know, khilafa. He's a khalifa of Mufti Muzaffar Sahib, who's a great scholar, and he's his khalifa. And mashallah, tablighi brother. He said, I've got khilafa from someone far greater than him. He said, I've got khilafa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is reality. This is ihsas and awareness that this is our responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me responsible. Everybody has some form of responsibility. كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَأِيَتِي. You're all shepherds and you are all responsible for your flock. So the angel said, oh Allah, we've just had a very bad experience with the jinnat. You created jinns, you sent them onto the earth, and they caused so much mayhem, corruption, bloodshed, and they killed people, you know, they killed each other, they fought against each other, and they, you know, how they are not the right people to inhabit the earth, and you're going to create another makhluk. Why don't you just let us do that? This was their point, that you created us. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يأمرون. Allah describes about the angels, they never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do whatever Allah ta'ala instructs them. Why don't you give us this responsibility? We will just carry out your laws. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a plan. He said, إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. Allah ta'ala said, I know things you don't know. You don't understand. You've got no desires. You're not going to understand the way the creation is because you're not like them. You don't need to eat, you don't need to drink, you don't need to sleep, you don't need to buy and sell, you won't go through hardship, you won't go through difficulty, you're never in a situation where you can understand people, how people will behave and react in that situation, how to help others in that situation, because you won't have those circumstances happening to you. And that's why when the mushrikun of Makkah would ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not send an angel as a prophet? Allah ta'ala said, how can you send an angel as a prophet? Angel is nothing like you. Angel is very different to you. So Allah ta'ala said, you're not going to understand. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, was first created. Allah ta'ala said to him, and the angels and an angel, go all across the land and gather soil from different parts of the land. So he went all across the earth, gathered different colors of clay, different types of clay, different types of soil, from all the different varieties of soil and clay upon the land, he gathered red color and black color and white color and lots of different colors, some which was harder, some which was lighter, and it was all gathered together. And then he was made into a form, and then he was made Tinul Lazib. Tinul Lazib is, you know, clay which can be molded, wet clay. And then that wet clay was made hollow, Salsal. Salsalim min Hama'i Masnoon. It was made hollow. And then that structure was created of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and then that structure was left for 40 years. For 40 years, no ruh, no soul was brought in the structure, but the angels knew something is happening here. And subhanAllah, Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, he mentions that Iblis, because at that time Iblis, Shaitan, he was part of, you know, the circle of the angels. He would travel with them, he would go into the Malawul A'la, the highest heavens with them. He would listen to the messages that were coming back and forth from heaven. And he was kind of in their circle. He was treated like one of them. That's why in the Quran, Allah says, Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. When we said to the angels, prostrate for Adam alayhi salam, and they all prostrated except for Iblis. Some scholars say, why did Allah say all the angels prostrated except for Iblis? Because he would stay with them so much that it's as if he was an angel. He was part of that circle. Whenever you spoke about the angels, Iblis was just part of them. He wasn't like a normal jinn. The jinns were unruly and they were chaotic, and he knew that these are bad for me. And he left their company, he left their circle, and subhanAllah, he started to frequent the circle of the angels so much so that he was like them. And he would worship Allah Ta'ala like them. The way the angels would constantly be busy in the ibadah of Allah, the tasbih of Allah, the praise of Allah, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would be worshipping Allah Ta'ala. So when Iblis saw this form of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, initially he was very curious, what is this? Allah is creating something subhanahu wa ta'ala, but what is this? For 40 years the structure is just sat there. So he mentions Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullahi that he would enter the structure. He would go into it. He would enter from one side, he would go out the other side, and he would create a ringing noise inside of it. And he was so confident that this is such a weak, hollow structure, it's got nothing to it. So he would reassure the angels, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Because he knew about the conversation that Allah Ta'ala had with the angels. I am going to create my Khalifa on the earth. The angels, he was privy to this conversation. So he said to the angels, don't worry, don't be scared. There's nothing to be scared of. He's made of mud. This thing that Allah is making, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is made of clay. It's nothing. I've been inside it so many times. It's so hollow, it's so useless, it's so futile. It's nothing like you and I. You're made of noor, I'm made of nar. You're made of light, I'm made of fire. This thing is made of mud. It's made of dirt. So he would reassure the angels, got nothing to worry about. So imagine what he had built himself to, that this is going to be no threat to me. This creation is going to be no threat to me. My position is secure. I am very close to Allah. So he built this whole image in the mind. And this is the reality, sadly, when people build images and structures. I am something special. I need to be respected. I can't lose my position. I can't have it that people stop looking at me and start looking at somebody else. Because that's where hasad comes in and jealousy comes in. And that's the same thing that happened to Iblis. As soon as Allah Ta'ala said, no, this thing is going to be more special than you, everybody needs to do sajda of takreem, prostrate out of respect to this creation, automatically. He thought, what? I've been here such a long time. I'm the guy. I've been with the angels. I'm not even counted as from the jinns. I'm counted as from the angels. Why? You know, it doesn't make no sense to me. I can't do it. I can't even make myself do it. I understand what I'm about to do is very wrong, is very bad. I'm disobeying Allah's command. I'm going to be banished forever. I'm going to live with those consequences. I cannot bring myself down to this. Prostrate with them. Kibr, arrogance, hasad. But it happens. One is, you know, these things don't just happen overnight. They built up structure. So this was Iblis had trained himself, had put himself in such a place that's it, I'm untouchable. He reassured himself, he reassured the angels, in front of all the angels, he said, nothing to worry about. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew the ruh into Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala blew the ruh into Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi says, the soul was blown from the head. So first, and Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam's takhliq, his creation took place in Jannah. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam's creation took place inside of Jannah. The soul was blown in his head, and then it came to his eyes, and he could see everything. And the first thing Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam's eyes fell on were the trees of Jannah, and the fruits of Jannah, and the delicious fruits of Jannah. And his mind started thinking, I'm hungry, I want to eat. And then the soul came to the torso, the body of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and he was so desirous to eat from the fruits that the body fell down, because the soul had not yet reached the feet. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullah says, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. Allah created insan in haste. We're so hasty, we just want to do it and we want to do it right now. So ultimately, this is the first human being, subhanAllah, this is the start of everything. Allah Ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Sayyidina Adam is straight here, you want to go for the fruits of Jannah. And then the soul reached the feet. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah Ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam the names of everything. Many of the scholars of tafsir say the knowledge of everything was given to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. So this image we have, or the image that is portrayed in science books in school, that the first human beings, the Homo, whatever they call erectus, or whatever the first Homo, whatever they were, Homo habilis or Homo erectus and all of this, and it goes to Homo sapiens. So the first human beings were like monkeys, and then they become some weird cavemen type of things who would just make noises and wouldn't be able to speak. And then slowly, with many hundreds of years, they gained knowledge and they gained understanding. This is all wrong and incorrect. Because we know in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah Ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam the names of everything. To the extent that when his wife, beloved wife Sayyida Hawa alayha salam was created, he knew her name. He already knew her name. The angel said, what's her name? He said, Hawa. Hawa. Anyway, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created. He was placed in Jannah. He said, you go do whatever you need to do. You stay here. Inhabit Jannah. Be free, be happy. And he was enjoying himself. Well, he felt a bit of loneliness. And this is a natural thing that a person wants a partner in life. Even if you're in the most happiest of situations, you want someone to share it with you. Ask those billionaires and millionaires who can't even leave their homes because they're worried someone's going to rob something, someone's going to attack them, someone's going to kidnap them, someone's going to... They're all alone, they're depressed. So they're sitting upon billions and billions of pounds, enjoying all the luxuries, but because they're doing it by themselves, there's no happiness, there's no enjoyment. So Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam felt desired a partner. So Allah Ta'ala created for him his wife Sayyida Hawa, who is the all of our mother, Sayyida Hawa alayhi salam, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And the ulama say Sayyida Hawa was created from the rib of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, some say. Others say from the actual rib of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Others say that from the soil that was gathered to create the rib of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, a bit of that soil was kept, and from there Sayyida Hawa was created. And why we should call Hawa from the word Hayyun, living, because she was created from something which is already living. So Sayyida Hawa was created and presented in front of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and the angel said, what's her name? And he said, it's Hawa. Why is she here? Allah Ta'ala has sent her as my partner. So they resided together in Jannah for a very long period of time. But remember, when Allah Ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and Allah Ta'ala instructed all of the angels to fall down in sajda, everybody prostrated except for Iblis. Iblis said, I can't do it. Allah Ta'ala said, idhab, qal adhab, leave from here, get out from here. فَمَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ جَزَاءُكُمْ جَزَاءً مُوفُورًا. Anyone who follows you, anyone who listens to you, you know, all of you and your followers and everybody is going to end up in Jahannam. Rather, the qasam, the oath that, and this is, subhanAllah, a test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for us, and it also shows Allah ta'ala's mercy. And Iblis, mal'oon, the one who was so despicable and so rejected and so accursed, even he knew that Allah ta'ala's mercy is so vast, I can just tap into it. Even though I didn't listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the angels fell in sajda, I said, I'm not going to do it. Directly rejected a command of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala said, get out from here, you're accursed, you're rajim, you're mal'oon, you are being removed from here, he said, قَالَ أَنْزِلْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He said, oh Allah, give me some time. Give me a bit of time, give me some respite till the day that you resurrect everyone. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْظَرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala automatically, go on, you've been given a chance, go. And then what does Iblis say? قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. So this is more his arrogance, his haughtiness. What's the first thing he says? قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. He says, oh Allah, I was such a good guy. I did everything. I worshipped you so hard. Oh, you're the one that misguided me. First of all, his haughtiness, his arrogance, that you misguide. So this is what we're talking about, the Anbiya alayhi salam, always fulfill the commands of Allah, go through the hardest, most difficult of sacrifices and hardships, and whenever something goes wrong, they will still put it down to their own weakness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is pelted in Ta'if, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Blood is flowing down his body. But when he makes dua, Allahumma inni ashku ilayka dhafa quwwati. Oh Allah, I complain to you of my own weakness. I am doing something wrong here. Qillata hilati. I don't have sufficient planning and sufficient thought into fulfilling my mission. So this, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elsewhere would make du'as that, oh Allah, I am the one who is weak. Well, here Iblis, what does he say? قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. Oh Allah, you misguided me. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Because of that, I am going to sit on the straight path. I'm not going to let these people go onto the straight path. And then I'm going to come to them from in front of them, from behind them, from their right side, from their left side, and I promise you this, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Most of your servants that you, this creation that you created, Adam alayhi salam, and you've made us all prostrate out of respect to him, most of these guys, you're not going to find them to be grateful to you. I'm going to make sure I fulfill my mission, and I'm going to, make sure that they're all doomed, and none of them find a straight path. So he made this promise and he went. Allah Ta'ala said, go and do what you need to do. You will not be able to misguide my pious servants. You won't be able to do anything to them. Go. So Adam alayhi salam is created. And then Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is placed inside of Jannah. And Adam alayhi salam and his beloved wife Hawa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, you know, go wherever you want in Jannah and eat from the fruits of Jannah and, you know, drink from the rivers of Jannah, but just don't go near this one tree. This one tree you're not allowed to go near. And they stayed in Jannah for a long period of time. Hafiz Ibn Kathir rahmatullah says, for a long period of time they stayed in there. But Iblis the whole time was around them, putting different waswasas, different thoughts in their mind. And saying to them that, you know what, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not want you to eat from that tree? Because if you eat from there, then you're going to become, you know, you're going to live in Jannah forever. You're going to be eternal. What's the ayah? إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَا مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَا مِنْ الْخَالِدِينَ. The only reason why you're being stopped from eating from this tree is because you might become angels. You'll become angels if you eat from this tree. Or you live forever. So putting this waswasa in their mind, thoughts in their mind. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa, they're ignoring him for a long period of time. Until what did he start doing? وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمْ وَلَمِنْ نَصْ. He took qasam, oath in the name of Allah. I swear by Allah, if you eat from this tree, you guys are going to live in Jannah forever. You're going to be like angels. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is a Nabi of Allah. He recognizes Allah so well. He cannot comprehend that someone is going to take Allah's name in vain. Someone's going to take a qasam, an oath in vain. So when this qasam started, and he started making lots and lots of qasams and oaths, that's when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa, first Sayyidatuna Hawa, she went and she ate from that tree. فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورِ. He misled them through غُرُور, deceiving them. فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. And then when they both tasted from the fruit of the tree, all of a sudden their awra, their private area which was covered, the clothing that they were wearing, it fell off their bodies. And they realized automatically they had displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They started to gather the leaves of Jannah to cover their awra. وناداهما ربهما ألم أنهكما عن تلكما الشجرة وأقول لكما إن الشيطان لكما عدو مبين. And then Allah Ta'ala called out to them that, did I not tell you not to eat from that tree? And did I not tell you that shaitan is your clear enemy, your sworn enemy? إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا. Shaitan is your clear enemy. He's sworn enmity with you. Take him as your enemy. Understand that shaitan is very chalak. He's very sly, he's very wily. He knows exactly how you operate. He will attack you the way from your weaknesses. You could be a scholar, you could be a pious person, you could be a good person, you could be whatever. He will come from your weaknesses and make you fall from those weaknesses. How many pious people, who are pious people, in Surah Al-Kahf we were talking about, Bal'am, Ba'ura, where the Mufassirun mentioned, a pious man in the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and Shaitan came in the form of these young women, and he was a pious man. He knew Prophet Musa alayhi salam is a prophet of Allah, and he would worship Allah Ta'ala, and he would follow the teachings of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. But they came in the form of these women, and they came in the form of presenting lots of wealth to him and money to him. And they said, look, we only want you to do one thing. He said, I can't do anything. What are you trying to do? They said, just one thing. All we want you to do is just say to Allah, oh Allah, please destroy Musa alayhi salam. You're a pious man. Take advantage of this piety. Look, Musa is causing us so many problems, alayhi salam. He's doing this, he's doing that. You're not doing such a bad thing. You know, he's a prophet of Allah, but come on, you know we don't agree with him on this, and we don't agree with him on this. And just encouraging and manipulating until Bal'am Ba'ura made dua. Against who? Prophet Musa, alayhi salam. Automatically, what was his punishment? Books of tafsir mention that mask took place. His whole body changed into the form of a dog. A pious man, a saint of Allah, a great person who was close to Allah Ta'ala, one, you know, shaitan knew exactly where to attack him from, and automatically that took him totally far away from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So, Iblis is there watching, and Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and his beloved wife Sayyidatuna Hawa, they eat from this tree, and then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says to them that, look, Because of what you've done now, you need to go onto the earth and you need to live there. And then a time will come when inshallah you will return back here. Well, you need to stay on the earth. This is your punishment. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, automatically he realizes his mistake. قَالَا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and his beloved wife Sayyidina Hawa, they make dua. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves. We've wronged ourselves. Mistake is ours. You can blame Iblis. Oh Allah, it wasn't our fault. He took a qasam. And he said, if you do this, this is going to happen. And you do it that way, that's going to happen. It's not our fault. We didn't want to try to do it. Make excuses. But this is the Anbiya alayhim salam. The news straight away. Allah Ta'ala told me not to do something. There's no ifs, no buts. And that's why on the day of Qiyamah, Shaitan will say in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجِلِكَ وَشَارِكُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَعِدْهُمْ. The Shaitan's enmity and Shaitan's plans, the way Shaitan attacks human beings is, Allah Ta'ala said to Shaitan, go and do whatever you want to do. Go with your horses, go with your footmen, go with your soldiers. وَشَارِكُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَعِدْهُمْ. Go and interfere in their wealth, interfere in their children, make them vain promises. But you will realize that my pious servants will still not fall into your trap. But on the day of Qiyamah, Shaitan will say, I didn't say anything to you. All I just whispered something in your mind. I just gave you an idea. It wasn't my fault. Today you can't help me, I can't help you. You're on your own. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidina Hawa onto the dunya. And subhanAllah, this is how creation, we came into the dunya, onto the earth. Before that we were in Jannah. Our Ustaz Mufti Naitullah Sahib, one of the themes of his talks always is that you people were created in Jannah. Your forefather was created in Jannah. Jannah is your home. Someone who's at home and they leave their home, they go elsewhere, they're always longing and yearning to go back home. They realize anywhere they go, they could be on holiday, subhanAllah, they go to Mauritius and enjoying themselves. But 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, the food is getting a bit difficult. I'm missing this, I'm missing my mom, I'm missing this person, I'm missing that person. A time will come when that yearning, that longing for home will come in. It's a natural thing. So Ustaz Mufti Naitullah Sahib, his theme of his talks a lot of the times is that you people were created in Jannah. We've been sent here into this dunya. There should be yearning, longing in you to return back home to Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah An-Nisa, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. O people, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, from one person, and that was Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was brought onto the earth, some narrations mention that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was struck on his back. And when he was struck on his back, all the nasama, kullu nasamatin, every single one of his progeny, his children that will be born till the day of Qiyamah, fell out from him. Probably in the form of noor or light or something. They all came out. And then Adam alayhi salam was told, this is all your progeny till the day of Qiyamah. And subhanAllah, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was able to recognize some of them from their noor. And they have very interesting discussions that happen with Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam said, I want to give Dawood alayhi salam a few years of my life. I want him to have a few years of my life. And then subhanAllah, at the end of the lifespan of Sayyidina, he gave Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam 40 years of his life. At the end of the lifespan of Adam alayhi salam, the angel of death came. Adam alayhi salam said, this is early, I've still got 40 years. He said, don't you remember that you gave your son Dawood 40 years of your life? He said, I don't remember. I don't remember. So this is the nature of creation, and subhanAllah, we can see it all starting from our father, the great Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. So Allah Ta'ala struck him, and all of the progeny of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam came out in front of him. And so in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. Remember when Allah extracted subhanahu wa ta'ala from the back of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, the progeny, his progeny. Allah extracted all of them. وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala made them bear witness to himself. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Lord? And we all took this voice known as the عَهْدُ أَلَسْتُ, the pledge of Alast, where we all said, oh yes, Allah, you are definitely our Lord. You've created us and we will worship you, and we will always try to please you. But it's an oath and a pledge that we took with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we came into this dunya and our soul became covered in all the shahawat, all the desires, all the all the attraction of this dunya, and subhanAllah, we forgot this promise, this oath that we made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who are pure of soul, those who work hard on themselves, get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of them even remember this ahd. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, I remember so clearly the ahdu alasta I made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala said to me, alasta bi rabbikum, am I not your Lord? And I said, bala, yes, O Allah, you surely are. I remember this. So these are people who are pure of soul. Because subhanAllah, the soul is a diamond. Every single human being has a diamond inside of them, which is called the ruh, the soul. But sadly, as soon as we come into this world, we're attacked by shaitan. As soon as a single child is born, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, shaitan pricks that child. فَيَسْتَهِلُّ صَارِخًا. The child starts to scream and shriek. So when a child is born, automatically screams. And if they don't scream, the nurse will poke it to make it scream. Sign that the child is alive. And this is the effect of shaitan, and the pricking of shaitan upon the child straight away. So the plot, the plan of shaitan starts to unravel from when the child is born. And we start to make the child a good Muslim when he is 15, 16, 17 years old. And shaitan is trying to take the child away from Allah Ta'ala when the child is born. And then subhanAllah, all these things happen and the child forgets. But those people who Allah Ta'ala gives ihsas and awareness and understanding to, and they start working on their soul, they start staying away from those things which are sins, and those things which will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disappointed, and they start doing good deeds, they start doing tilawat of Quran, they start doing lots of dhikr, azkar, they start performing salah, they start fasting, subhanAllah, their soul starts shining like a diamond again. And then subhanAllah, Allah, ya yuhannas يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا يُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتٍ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Oh, you have brought iman. If you truly fear Allah, you stay away from bad things, you start doing good things, Allah will make a furqan for you. You'll be able to clearly know what's good, what's bad. And you'll only stick with those things that are good, and you won't fall into what's bad. And if you do, you'll feel so guilty, and you'll feel so much darkness and weight and pressure on your heart that this was bad. I did something terrible. You'll cry, you feel sad, you'll feel sorrow, unless if your heart has become like a rock. And then you feel nothing. That's why subhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had no sins, you know, pure and free from all sins, yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, I seek forgiveness from Allah every day 100 times. 100 times. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, why do I do this? Because وَإِنَّهُ لَيُغَانُ عَلَى قَلْبِي. I get this rust on my heart and I can feel it. Interacting with the wrong types of people who come, listening to too much talk of dunya, you know, becoming, even for a few moments, not engaging in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever the case might be, automatically the pious people feel this rust coming onto their soul again. They become very scared. They say, I need to move away from here. I need to engage in the dhikr of Allah. Clearly my soul needs to, you know, I need to feel that lightness, the happiness, the enjoyment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I was mentioning, Allah ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and then subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I got the ayat here, this page. Chalo. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam onto the earth, and his beloved wife Sayyidatina Hawa, and then Allah ta'ala blessed them with lots of children. Sayyidatina Hawa would have lots of pregnancies, and in each pregnancy she would have two children, one boy, one girl. So the rule that was passed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that from one pregnancy, one boy should marry a girl from another pregnancy. So from one pregnancy, one boy should marry a girl from another pregnancy, and similar, and this way. And this is how subhanAllah the start or the inception of creation started. And Adam alayhi salam had lots and lots and lots of children, and they scattered throughout the land. And subhanAllah, the scholars talk about how when Adam alayhi salam was sent down from Jannah, he landed in India, in Hindustan. And Sayyidatina Hawa, she landed in Makkatul Mukarrama. And they both met each other in a place called Arafat. That's why it's called Arafat, because they recognized each other there, and they got to know each other, and they met there. And then subhanAllah, they had lots and lots of children, and their progeny flourished. And then one child Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam had, his name was Habil. And then he had another son whose name was Qabil. And Habil and Qabil were brothers, but they were both different pregnancies. So I think Habil was the elder brother. He was the elder brother, and Qabil was the younger brother. But Qabil wanted to marry the lady that was with him in the same pregnancy from Sayyidatuna Hawa, whereas that was not allowed. And that was someone that, the one that was supposed to get married to, Habil. So they both approached Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam said, look, do this qurbani, do this sacrifice in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever sacrifice Allah ta'ala accepts, that's the decision that we're going to follow. Sayyidina Habil's sacrifice was accepted. That this is right, this is the norm, this is the law, that from one pregnancy, one man should marry a lady from a different pregnancy. You can't marry the lady from the same pregnancy. But Qabil was not happy. He said, no, I'm not going to tolerate it. This is the only one I want to get married to. So this is where these first roots of certain bad traits, bad actions are starting to appear in humankind from the start. And remember, all this time, who's at play? Shaitan is at play. He's doing different tactics, he's doing different things. And now Qabil says, I'm going to do it. Habil says that, look, if you want to do it, do it. لَإِن بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ He came, Qabil, the brother came to Habil, and he said, if you don't allow me to marry this lady, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to finish you. He said, look, لَإِن بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَ If you try and hurt me, harm me, I'm not going to retaliate. So we see goodness. You know, this talk, we titled it Clash of Good and Evil, mainly about Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Iblis. And how subhanAllah, from the start of creation, we have always had, from the time Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created, his enemy was created even before him. And the enemy is constantly with mankind, in different ways, different shapes, different forms. And there's a third enemy, which is the nafs, a second enemy, which is the nafs, which is inside of us. Shaitan is the external enemy and the nafs is the internal enemy. Shaitan is the one that comes from outside and learns the cracks in the system. Nafs is the one inside who knows the cracks within the system. So both together, they are a solid force. Very difficult to deal with. So many of the pious predecessors would say, my nafs, whenever I feel that I've got control of it, somehow it manages to find a way to take control of me. That's why I never, I never ever وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي I never ever say, oh, you know what, I've got control over my nafs. Always look at myself with suspicion. And the pious people, subhanAllah, always look at themselves with suspicion. They never feel they have ikhlas. They never feel they are pious. They never feel they are good. They always feel, I'm weak. I'm so bad. I'm so terrible. I've got no sincerity. I've got no good quality inside of me. If Allah doesn't have mercy upon me, I don't know what will happen to me. And this was the quality of the Anbiya alayhi salam. This was the quality of all those who followed the Anbiya alayhi salam, that they would always be very skeptical of themselves. They would not speak highly of themselves. They would not think much of themselves. If there was any goodness that anybody else noticed in them, they'd say that's from Allah Ta'ala. Or they'd say, you're seeing things. It doesn't really exist. If you see anything good inside of me, this is my Allah's kindness. It's not something which I have. I've got nothing good inside of me. So this is how they hold their nafs to account. So Habil said to his brother Qabil, inshallah, I'll be finishing off soon. He said, look, if you're going to kill me, you can kill me, or you can do whatever you want to me. I'm not going to do anything to you. So again, this clash of good and evil. One brother is so intent, again out of jealousy, that why is it that this person is marrying the person that I want to get married to? So right from the start, my dear respect, brothers, elders, my sisters, we understand the attraction of things in this dunya is where a lot of people who were close to Allah, a lot of people who understood better, became doomed, because this is it. Why does somebody else have a nicer house than me? Why does somebody else drive a nicer car than me? Why is it that this person has a better job than me? Why is it that this person, we both were the same? You know, we started off the same, we went to the same school. We got the same grades, rather I got better grades. Why is this guy now living life better than me? This is the initial lesson from the start of mankind, that this is where we became destroyed. This is where many people fall, many people become destroyed. The famous story of Abu Abdullah al-Andalusi rahmatullahi alayhi that I've talked about before. But it's just a bit of haughtiness, bit of arrogance, bit of pride, bit of I am something special. And especially those people who are close to Allah Ta'ala, if they even feel a tiny, 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 tiny glimpse of it, flicker of it, Allah Ta'ala just takes everything away from them. You should not be feeling that. Those who don't know better, they are like that. But you understand, you should know very well that you absolutely are nothing without me. People who don't know, they don't know. They're far from Allah Ta'ala, they're disobeying Allah Ta'ala, they're falling into so much sins. You understand who Allah Ta'ala is, you understand that you would not be here had it not been for Allah's favor. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, best of Allah Ta'ala's creation, Allah Ta'ala always reminds Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Duha, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Do you not remember a time where you were an orphan and I gave you shelter? Allah gave you shelter. وَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. You were unaware and I made you aware. وَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. You did not have a lot of wealth and I made you wealthy. So it's a reminder that without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without me, you would have nothing, you'd be nothing. And this is a reality that every single Muslim, you and I, we all need to hold into our hearts, that Ya Allah, I am nothing. And oh Allah, I need you. I need you at all stages of life. I need you to walk, I need you to talk, I need you to breathe, I need you to move forward, I need you to do good, I need you to get through anything in life. Oh Allah, I need you. If you don't support me, Ya Allah, that's it, I'm doomed. I won't be able to achieve anything. I won't be able to do anything. Even if I do something, but I am disobeying you, then that good thing that I am doing could still be a wabal upon me, could still be a catastrophe for me. Because I was not pleasing you, I was not fulfilling your commands when I did that. So how many things start off good, but then they become corrupt and they become rotten? Because the person at the start did not have that, you know, awareness of Allah Ta'ala, staying away from the disobedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So then the brother Qabil killed his brother Habil, and then he didn't know what to do with him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said a crow, two crows. In the Quran, Allah ta'ala sabaata Allahu ghuraban yabhathu fil ardi liyuriyahu kayfa yuwari sawata akhi. Allah ta'ala said one crow, and that crow, there was another crow, and the first crow killed the second crow, and then it started to put soil over him. And then Qabil realized, this is how I need to bury my brother Habil. And then it doesn't mention in the books of tariq what happened with Qabil. Did he make sincere tawbah or not? Did he, you know, was he in a difficult position or not? Allah knows best. The point is that these sins and these vices, they were with us from the start of creation. And then subhanAllah, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam lived a very lengthy life, and then when it was time for him to pass away, the angels came. And I just mentioned the dialogue that happened. He said, I have 40 more years. They said, no, you gave it to your son Dawood. Have you forgotten? He said, yeah, I've forgotten. And then Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, the angel of death, took his soul, and it was a big procession. And he's a big janazah, and oh, many angels took part in janazah, because this is no ordinary person. This is the father of all humanity. This is the first of Allah's makhluk, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said is so honorable to me that you all need to fall in sajda in front of him. All the angels took part. And subhanallah, the angels did the ghusl of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. They washed his body, they bathed him, they shrouded him, وَحَنَّتُوهُ. They put hanut and perfume on him, and then they buried him, and they all performed janazah salah, and many of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam's children, they stood behind him. And before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam passed away, he advised all his children, but specifically one of his sons, whose name was Sayyidina Sheith alayhi salam. He called him and he said, Sheith, your responsibility is to carry on this job after me. You are going to be the Prophet of Allah after me. So this was the story of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. I make dua that there were some lessons in there for us all to take and to benefit from. Allah Ta'ala give us all the correct understanding. Inshallah, time to time we'll do these prophet stories. I respect Imran Adam Sahib is here. Imran once did the same, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So maybe inshallah, time to time we will be delivering lessons, other important lessons from the lives of different prophets. Inshallah, everyone try and attend, inshallah, and benefit. There's some snacks, I think, at the back, some kebabs and some samosas and things, inshallah. Everyone to eat anything. We've got plenty of time to maghrib. جزاك الله خيرا سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب
Kamaluddin, my uncle. Yeah. I saw you in 2023 October. You came for the Seeker program.